Okay, hello everybody.
Hello.
I think we're pretty set, so let's start with our call today. And this is the last call of the year. I think we've done a lot, and we'll start with status quo, and let's see action items. We have them on the wiki space. I hope I captured them correctly. So if you notice anything, please scream. Well, I mean anything that you were not aware of before, so please scream, or maybe something that was not assigned to you now currently is. So if you notice anything wrong with the action item, so please let me know. But if we look at the current list of our action items, so let's go and let's check them all and see what do we have here. Okay, first one, guidelines, CSNSO council meetings. We have a team responsible for this guideline. Margarita is a team leader there. Today I sent my vision of the guideline to the team. I really hope that others at some point will have time to have a look and tell us what they think. Basically, I tried to have the same, more or less same text as we have in the current guideline. I just proposed some changes, some restructuring, and there are some things that I think are missing in the current guideline. But be really interesting to know what other people in the team think, especially Leslie, who is very, very experienced in running CC and SO council meetings. I believe that you haven't had time to have a look at the guideline, therefore let's move to the next action item. Comment on the latest version of the guidelines, CC and SO roles and responsibilities. Leslie, could you please give us an update?
Yes, thanks, Sabina. So I've been focusing my efforts on progressing this one, and I'm happy to report that the team now agreed with the current version, and I think we're now therefore ready to start the review of the document by the wider group.
Okay, thank you. I will accept all the changes in the document and have a clean version uploaded to the wiki space, and everybody in the group are welcome to comment on the guideline, on the current version of the guideline. Okay, I hope that by the next call we will have either comments or a general agreement that we can proceed with this guideline and start translating it into plain English. Okay, next one. We had Charter CSNSO Meeting Program Working Group. It was assigned to Ben to do the translation, and he managed to complete this action item. And so this guideline is already finalized and added to the list of final documents ready for submission to the council. So good to see we have one more document finalized, that is already finalized. So next, guidelines, CSNSO collaboration groups with limited scope. Stephen was the one who is translating into plain English. Sorry, I forgot to mention that we have received two apologies from Stephen and from Eduardo. They unfortunately cannot make the call today. But Stephen sent an email telling us that he has some questions regarding my comments in the document. So we will try to discuss the issues via emails. So again, I hope that by the next call we will have this one finalized too. Review Triage Committee Charter. Bart, you okay? I remember that you agreed to ask Margarita to comment on this because unfortunately Margarita was not on the call last time. So Margarita, any comments regarding Triage Committee Charter?
Margarita, you're on mute. If you can't get it going, please type it into the chat, Margarita.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now, Margarita.
Hello? Okay.
Margarita,
hello, everybody.
Yes.
I mostly agree with the document that you sent, Katrina, and there is something that I can't find because unfortunately I'm not in the office currently. It's about the quorum that the council needs in order to have to vote and take decisions in the council meeting.
Wait, we're talking about Triage Committee Charter.
Currently or CCNSO council meeting?
No, no, we're talking Charter Triage Committee.
Ah, I'm sorry. Okay.
Because we talked about guidelines. Yeah, we're still waiting for your comments on the guidelines. So about quorum and everything. Yeah, I agree there's a need to add something about quorum. That's about the guideline. But now we're talking about Charter Triage Committee. Comments regarding that?
Can you wait for me a minute, please? I'm looking for the document, sorry.
Then we'll see the next one. Guidelines, CCNSO meetings into plain English. Am I correct that it was assigned to Stephen? If so, then unfortunately we don't have any information regarding that. Neither do we have information about the advice from the tech group. And the last one, David, yes.
Sorry, was on mute there. Katrina, I was reading through the meetings document myself, and I also have some where I'm tasked with translating into plain English. And I guess my comment is they seem to be in decent shape to me as far as that goes. And there's very little translation that's needed. I have one document on my desk at work. I'm not there yet, where I have just, I think, one comment. But I think these are in fairly good shape. They don't read like page-turning novels, but then that's really not their job. So I think the translation effort is really not going to be that big at all. Anyway, that's my comment. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you. So Just to clarify, guidelines, business or meetings, was it on you or on Stephen? Because when I was reading notes from the...
I don't think that one was on me. I was reading through it last night.
Okay.
Just to read through it and see the shape that it was in. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. The next one is look at the guideline, CCNSO statement, comment, and Bart has done that and sent his suggestions, adding some deadlines, all the time limitations to the document. I had a look at them. I have, I think, no. No comments, nothing I could possibly think of. So should we have another round of discussions on that one? So let's ask everybody to comment, or let's start translating it into plain English. Bart, what is your feeling?
Katrina, my suggestion is there is one open issue probably, and that's for discussion. There is the you suggested a time limit for a urgent CCNSO submission, but because of the urgency, my view is any time limit makes it impractical. Impractical because of the urgency, it needs to be as soon as possible. So it's just confusing adding a time limit.
That's what my suggestion, to add as soon as possible.
Yeah, but even that is probably has no meaning because it's urgent anyway.
That's correct. Yeah, I'm just why I had all these questions about timelines and deadlines and everything, all the limitations, because when I started drawing this timeline to change with the current one, which is actually is not correct anymore. So it's really hard to picture all the necessary changes if you don't have exact.
But for the others, they say it included a reasonable timeline now. So my suggestion is send it out to the wider group as for final approval, and that's
okay.
It.
Okay, let's do that then. Okay, thanks. Okay, that's on me then. And I think that's I think we've gone through the current action items. Okay, so the next steps now are, as we agreed, the team comments on the guidelines, business or council meetings. And Margarita, please do not forget to write your comments regarding quorum. I probably tried to incorporate them into the current document I sent out today. We're still waiting for translations into plain English from Stephen, and some more information from the tech group. And we have another tour of comments from the group on the guidelines, business or statements. Okay, so that's what I see at the moment. Any other ideas? Should we start any other document, or let's finish these ones and then keep working on the new ones? Any suggestions? No. Okay, let's finish the actions we have. Okay, Margarita, your hand is up.
Yep. Can I talk about the CCNSO Council Trash Committee document?
Of course, yes.
Okay, I have a question about the number 4. This selection about the chair of the triage committee.
Oh, you mean
It's because of the second paragraph said that the members of the triage committee elect a chair. It is recommended that the chair of the triage committee is one of the vice chairs of the CCNSO council. That means that the triage committee have to have a vice chair inside the committee, right?
This is a recommendation. Yes, we, as you remember, we discussed this a couple of months ago. Well, this is a suggestion from Bart, And he believes that this will be really helpful. And I agree that it would be really helpful. Is this practical, and will we always have a vice chair on the triage committee? Well, in any case, this is just a recommendation. This is definitely not a must. But, yeah, the thing is that we've never had a chair on the triage committee.
Yeah, well, my question is, it's not the fourth participant in the triage committee, right?
Sorry? Could you repeat?
Yeah, the triage committee is three persons.
Yes.
This new chair have to be the vice chair of the CCNSO Council, so the triage committee still is composed by three persons, and one of that is a vice chair of the CCNSO Council. That's the idea, right?
Yeah, that's if the vice chair is a member of the triage committee, yes. If the vice chair is not a member of the triage committee, in that case, triage committee elects a chair from the three members who are on the triage committee. That's how I understand the idea. But since there's a question and probably some room for misunderstanding, maybe we should clarify that.
Yeah, because it's in this with this written it looks like only two of the triage meeting are plain participants of the CCNSO Council.
So we will have to
elect two councillors in order to work with the CCNSO triage committee. Do you understand the idea?
No, not really. Well,
the
thing is that all the members of triage committee are councillors.
Right.
Yes.
But you are saying that the chair.
Yeah.
Of the TH committee is one of the vice presidents of the...
No, wait.
Sorry.
No, it says that the members of the TH committee elect a chair.
Right.
Well,
but the
it
second
is recommended.
Is.
Yes, it is recommended. Well, in that case,
what
they
happened
just...
if we don't have... a vice chair of the CCNSO inside
well,
the TH committee?
Then they just elect any member of the triage committee, so any councillor. Well, even if a vice chair is a member of triage committee, the triage committee can elect somebody else. Well, I mean, from...
I don't think you can understand that from this paragraph. That's my
But probably we should think about making it clearer. So Bart, could you work a little bit on the wording here?
Yes, that was my suggestion. I'll put down my hand, say that, because it is very clear. It creates confusion, so it needs to be improved. But the basic idea is so the question is: does the GRC agree that, say, if a vice chair is a member, that in, say, first of all, there needs to be a chair because currently there is no chair.
Yeah,
secondly,
we're living fine without a chair. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You think we need a chair? Okay, fine. We'll have a chair. Yes.
Yeah. Secondly, say if a vice chair of the CCNSO itself, or CCNSO Council, is member, that in principle it's recommended that that person will be the chair. If he's not a member, then the triage committee will elect a chair among its members. That's the mechanism.
Okay, so could you please make it polish the wording a little bit so we can...
Yeah, I will.
Okay, and then probably send it to Margarita and me, and we have a final look, and then it's ready for translation.
Yeah, it's my only comment.
Yeah, thank you, Margarita. Leslie.
Yeah, just listening to that conversation, I would wish to question why we need a vice chair, be the chair of that committee, because I mean, there are some roles, obviously, where you need a chair or a vice chair to lead. But in that particular one, I'm not convinced of the necessity of, if somebody on that committee is the vice chair of the CCNSO, that they are kind of almost automatically chair of that group. It might be that one of the other council members is better placed or has more capacity to do that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Leslie. Okay, any comments? Well, yes, we have only two vice chairs, and currently it's, I think, recommended that a vice chair runs the program working group, and then probably can have another second vice chair to run a triage committee, but again we have limited time to serve on the triage committee, and I think on the program working group as well. No, it's
Well, in the same line of the chair and vice chair of the triage committee, I have some doubts about the number three and number three. When it says two out of the three triage committee members have to agree within 2 working days with advice of the secretariat. And that's the paragraph. In case only one member of the triage committee is available, the chair or one of the vice chairs will be asked to step in. Who are you talking about? The chair of the CCNSO Council? Vice chair of CCNSO Council?
You're right. It must be, specified. I think it's the chair of the CCNSO.
Okay. We need a clarification here.
Yeah. It is the chair of the CCNSO. Yeah, it must be clarified. I agree. Any other comment, Margarita?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Okay, so we try to clarify these points and then have it again for the final review. Okay, I think so far we've done with our actions. It's clear what the next steps will be. Next call is in January. It's the second week of January. January 11. It's already scheduled, and I think you should have received the schedules, invitations in your mailboxes. Any other business? Any more comments?
Yeah, Cortina, just a question. Yes. About the CCNSO Council meeting guideline. I can send you my comments by email.
Run. About which guidelines?
Yes. Yes.
Margarita.
Yes.
Yes, Greta, you're not talking to us clearly.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you, but okay, you were talking about guidelines, citizens of meeting or citizens of council meeting?
Council meeting.
Council meeting, yes. You can write your comments into the document I sent out today and send to the team.
Okay. All right, perfect.
Yeah, okay, thank you. And you're the leader of the team, so you just can tell us what to do. Okay, so just tell us what to do. Okay, so if there's no other business, then let me wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and I hope that in the new year we will finally finish all the documents we have on our agenda. So thank you very much for your hard work this year, and I'm looking forward to working with you in the upcoming 2016. Thank you very much. Again, happy holidays, and enjoy your time off especially off the Guidelines Review Committee. So thank you very much, and talk to you next year. Bye-bye.
See you. Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.